ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दायिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम् नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे पुल्लारविन्दायतपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयप्रतीपः प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणै ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्सस्तुतिर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोत्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनि कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामविकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोत्तीर्णा खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तकः केशवः पाराशर्यवचः सरोजममलं गीतार्थकन्दोत्कटं नानाख्यानकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोके सज्जनषट्पतैरहरः पेपीयमानं मुदा भूयात्भारतपङ्कजं कलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे मूखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्. We are seeing the Dhyana Shlokas written by Madhusudana Saraswati Swamiji as a Prarthana Shloka for his commentary Gudhartha Deepika for Bhagavad Gita. So we have seen already 6 Dhyana Shlokas. Now the 7th one is पाराशर्यवचःसरोजममलं गीतार्थकन्दोत्कटं नानाख्यानककेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाबोधितं लोके सज्जनषट्पतैरहरः पेपीयमाणं मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजं कलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे. बै दि श्लोका दि आचार्य प्रेस्ड् दि लार्ड् that the study of Bhagavad Gita will give us happiness, will give us fulfillment. He says, Naha Shreyase. Let the study of Bhagavad Gita bless us with the Shreyas. Shreyas means that which is the cause of happiness, fulfillment. And one opposite word is there for Shreyas, that is Prayas. Prayas means it brings all the external comforts, external achievements, wealth and sense objects. And Shreyas means internal wisdom. So that we can use these two in a judicious way and be happy in the present life, and ultimately it will lead to the knowledge of the infinite. Therefore, here he says, studying Mahabharata is highly beneficial. Studying Gita is highly beneficial. Generally, they used to say, Mahabharata you should not keep in the house. Why? Because it will lead for quarrels. It's not a factual statement. Mahabharata is the essence of all the Vedic teachings. In Veda, lot of teachings are there for the humanity to make his human life a happy affair. Since Mahabharata is a commentary for the Veda, we can learn from Mahabharata so many things, especially about the human relationship, how we can interact with one another in a happy way and in a proper way. And human psychology is, plenty of psychology is given, human psychology. And of course, sociology, how the ruler should rule the entire country or the citizens, and how the citizens should behave in a proper way with a responsibility. And third one, of course, plenty of dharma is told, a regulatory value which can regulate the search for wealth and search for the sense pleasures. These two should be regulated by a higher value called dharma. Otherwise, what will happen? The powerful and mighty will grab everything. While describing the creation in science, they say survival of the fittest. Darwin theory it is called. So there it is explained, whoever is very strong and powerful, he only will be surviving. So he is a fit entity to survive in this world, because competition makes you to excel, and ultimately you have to prove your strength, and finally the person who has proved his strength, he only can live in this world. This is the idea of science. But his own, the Darwin's own assistant, refuted this theory, telling this, the survival of the fittest will work only in the animal kingdom, not in human kingdom. Human kingdom has a special criterion called dharma. He did not use that word dharma, righteousness, he says. There is a feeling in the human mind for another person also. A weak child comes to this world. When it comes, it is very, very weak. Even it could not move its own limbs. It needs food. So there it doesn't show its power or strength or might to survive. What happens? That weak child is taken care of the strong mother. So there the survival of the fittest doesn't work there. And the child, as even it grows, the entire society educates the child, and it makes confirm that the child can stand on its own leg. Up to that time, the weak person has to depend upon the strong society. Strong society also responds to this dependence, and it educates and makes the weak person to be strong. Why? There is a feeling in the human mind that others also should exist in a happy way. So this is called dharmikatva buddhi. So this dharma can be gained from Mahabharata study. And with regard to human relationship, anything you do hurting anybody's feeling, you have to get back that. If you study Mahabharata, it is full of humiliations and revenges for humiliations. Bhishmacharya has humiliated unknowingly the Amba. Amba became the Shikhandi, having the boon that by me only, I will be the instrument in killing the Bhishmacharya. Similarly, Karna, when he came to the society for the first time, he was humiliated by the society that he doesn't belong to the higher caste, Kshatriya caste. So that humiliation led to a genuine and a good person has become an anti-social element. He has joined with the adharmic people called Kauravas. And Draupadi has humiliated the Duryodhana. While Duryodhana was visiting the Indraprastha, there was a magic palace. So static things will appear to you as a moving thing, and moving thing will appear to you as a static one. So when he was just visiting that Maya Bhavan, he was very careful in crossing the one particular place, because that place appeared to him as a moving one. A river, water was flowing. So then he found that it was not a water, only it is a visual error. So he walked in nicely. Then next place was, it was appearing as a static place. Some of the servant in the palace told, don't go casually, there is a water. But Duryodhana thought, everything whatever appears as water is not water at all. These fellows are teaching me. Like that he casually entered and it was actually water. So he fell down. That time Draupadi, who was there, started laughing and telling that how a blind man's son can have the actual vision. So since he is a blind man's son, he is also a blind like that. Some words she told, hurting words she told. So Duryodhana got hurt. So that led him to misbehave with the Draupadi in Kurusapa, humiliating her modesty. And that humiliating act made the entire Mahabharata war to occur. So you can see how you should carefully behave with one another. Because Himsa is always objected by the Veda. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Generally we think Himsa means only hurting somebody's body. But Mahabharata very finely says, even through words, the Himsa can be done. That is more powerful Himsa than the physical one. So we should be very careful in relating with the others, while talking to the others. So there should not be any hurting words in our relationship. These things we can learn. So here this Mahabharata is compared to a lotus. Parasharya vachas sarojam, it is called. Lotus means there will be a pond. What is that pond? Water. What is that water? Parasharya vachaha. Parasharya means son of Parashara Rishi, that is Vyasacharya. So that Parasharya vachaha becomes the words, the river. Out of that pond or water, a sarojam, a lotus has come. What is that lotus? It is called Mahabharata. That lotus is amalam, free from all impurities. Generally, lotus born in the slush. Still, it is so beautiful and so clean. Similarly, Mahabharata is considered as a lotus which is free from artha dosha and shabda dosha. You cannot find out any mistake either in the language or in the content of the Mahabharata. Then Gitartha Gandotkatam, that lotus is having a beautiful fragrance, sweet fragrance. What is that fragrance? Gita is the fragrance of the entire Mahabharata. Nana Akhyanaka Kesaram, lotus will have petals. So what are the petals? Akhyanaka Kesaram. Varieties of stories are there. Varieties of stories are there. Every character is worth studying. You take any character, you take Shakuni, it is worth studying. And you can take Dhritarashtra, it is worth studying. You take Duryodhana, worth studying. Karuna, worth studying. Every character, many people have done the PhD on these characters. So these type of plenty of stories are there. Not only that, Harikata Sambodhana Abodhitam. That Mahabharata contains the Lord's glories and the Lord's Leelas. That is the reason even sadhus read those. Generally sadhus won't read all the worldly things, worldly magazines, worldly subjects. But still, this Mahabharata is liked by all the sadhus, because Bhagavan's Leela is connected with that. Bhagavan's glories are connected with that. So this lotus is fully blossomed with the lot of narrations of the Lord's glory. Generally smell attracts the nose, and the petals, beautiful petals, its form attracts the eyes, and these stories, Bhagavan's glory, attracts the ears. So a person who comes to this Mahabharata lotus will get food for all the three sense organs. Not only that, loke sajjana shatpadaihi aharaha pepiyamanam muda. Sajjanaihi, sajjanas, sajjanas means sadhus or shraddhavantas or faithful ones, noble people who wants to learn something from the great itihasa like Mahabharata. They again and again they drink the nectar called the Vedantic teaching, which is available in the Mahabharata. In Gita itself, lot of Vedantic teachings are going to come. So every day and night they are happy with that. Pepiyam manam muda. It is not a nightmare story. There are some stories. It is nice to read, but after reading, what you will find? You will have fear. Recently I read in a newspaper that nowadays modern girls read lot of nightmare comics, wherein how a person can come and kidnap and take you, and how you have to protect yourself. See, that girl doesn't know what is the meaning of kidnapping. So the storybook teaches what is the meaning of kidnap, then how to escape from that, then how to protect yourself, like that. So that idea has come. Therefore there is a fear in the mind of the young girl. How to protect me, how to protect me. See, these are the worldly literatures wherein you will get the fear or anxiety as the result. But while reading Mahabharata, you will get the happiness and clarity. So for the gross minds, stories are the attractive portions. If the mind is gross, stories are the attractive portions. And for a matured mind, values of life which is told in the Mahabharata will be attractive. And for sadhus, noble people like you, for you it is Vedantic ideas. Vedantic ideas will attract. So lotus has beauty, fragrance, softness and honey. All these things make us to, what is the benefit? Anything you do, there must be some benefit. Here the acharya says, kalimala pradhvamsihi. Your life becomes free from all quarrels, competitions, cutthroats. So many things are there, na, in life. So all these things create a raga, dvesha, attachment and aversion. And all these things make us to quarrel and anxious about the future and lead ultimately a materialistic life. If anybody wants to get away from this materialistic life, this Mahabharata lotus will help us. This is the idea. Next shloka. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yatkrupatamaham vande paramananda madhavam. Tam paramananda madhavam aham vande. I bow down to the Lord who is the embodiment of happiness and who is the Shripatihi. Madhava means Shripatihi. Here Shri, generally Shri, the word Shri is equal to Lakshmi Devi. Shri for all the wealth. Not only external wealth but internal wealth called knowledge. Internal wealth called peace of mind. Internal wealth called happiness. So one who is the patihi of the Sri is worshipped here, indirectly praying for, O Lord, let me also get some happiness from your total happiness. Let me also get the peace and the clarity of thinking. So by whose grace, yat krupa, by whose grace a person, mukam karoti vachalam, a dumb person can be an eloquent speaker. He could not even utter a word because he is dumb. What makes this dumb person to be an eloquent speaker? By Lord's grace, krupa of the Lord. Because he is sarva shaktiman. Aghadita ghadana patiyasi maya, he says. In Shankaracharya, or maya panchakam is there. There, aghadita katana patiyasi mahi. Through the maya power, Bhagavan can make wonders. What type of wonder? Every individual is he himself, Bhagavan only. But Bhagavan can make that knowledge disappear or veiled by this Maya power and make us beggars. That is a aghadita ghatana patiyati maya. So here also, mukam karoti vachalam. Mukaha here stands for a prakrita purushaha. He doesn't know anything about life. What is his idea about the life? Kavo piyo majaka. If necessary, take loan and spend. There is a materialistic philosophy which says, nicely enjoy the life. Who knows whether after death you are going to be there or not? Nobody came and told us. Once you have died, it's for good for everything. Nobody who has died came back and told, no, I did wrong in the Manushya Janma and I went to hell. I didn't write in the Manushya Janma, therefore I am in heaven. Therefore, oh people of India or world, please be a good person. Like that, nobody came and told so far us. So, where is the guarantee whether the life after the death is there or not? Nobody gave the certificate or guarantee. So, don't bother about it. So, what to do? Enjoy. No, for enjoyment, I need money. Take loan and enjoy. When the person who gave the loan comes back and asks, you tell, yes, I have taken loan, but it is not for giving back. It is for spending purpose. So it is your problem that you have given me loan. That is the idea, materialistic world they call it. So the Prakrita Purusha becomes Samskrita Purushaha. Because of the study of the scriptures, we come to know what is life. Because only scriptures speaks about hell, heaven, and the moksha, devatas, Bhagavan, dharma, so many things scriptures speak. Through the association of the Lord, who is in the form of the scripture, so Prakrita Purusha becomes the Sanskrita Purusha and becomes the Dharmikaha. Then ultimately becomes a wise man also. So there is a mantra in the Vedas. Medha devi jushamanana aga thadra sumanasya manaha vaya jushta nudamana durukta an bhagatvatema vidate suvira vaya jushta rishirbhavati devi tvaya brahma gatasri rutatvaya. This mantra says, it is a prayer towards the Mother Saraswati or Medha Shakti. Oh Mother, as long as you have not come to my life as wisdom, as medha, my life was a animalistic life. Tvaya jushta nudamana duruktaan bruhat. Duruktaan means, I could not even utter a single word in a clear manner. That type of person I was. Now, bruhat vadema vidate suviraha. Big lectures I am giving. Big ideas I am talking to the people. So, how it happened? Because of your arrival in my life. Not only that, Tvaya jushta rishir bhavati. When you come in my life, I have become the rishi. Rishi means rishati, janati, atma tattvam iti rishihi. I have become the wise man. How? Because physically looking, I am the same as the roadwala. But still, if I start speaking, something comes out from me, from my mouth. How it is possible? Because of your arrival, O Medha Devi. Similarly, her author prays to the Lord, O Lord, I am ignorant, I am incapable of speaking about your glories. I am incapable of teaching about your infinite nature to the disciple. So you make me Mukaha, who is Mukaha, as a Vachalaha. Because he is going to write commentary, na? Commentary means you are speaking through pen. So he is asking, I am inefficient to describe your glories, O Lord. I am inefficient to describe your surupa, how your real nature is. Because the entire Vedas have failed in that. Veda started with a great enthusiasm. Let me describe the Lord. But what happened? As even it was going on, it could not describe. Because Lord, what is the real nature of the Lord? Infinite. Infinite means what? That which is not within the limitation. that which is not within the limitation of the words. He doesn't come within the limitation of the words. Anything you define, any word you tell, that is the definition of a particular object. Anything you tell, chair, if you tell, chair is not bench, it is not table, it is not the staircase, so it is different from other thing. But like that, he cannot define the Lord. Therefore, even the Veda says, neti neti iti vachanai nigama avocham. Finally, it ends with the idea, okay, I started trying to describe the Lord's glory in a positive way. So, I have failed. Therefore, now I am going to use a indirect method called not this, not this. So, Veda reveals the Bhagavan how this is not Lord, this is not God. Then finally, it keeps quiet, telling, negating entire world as not God, not God, not God. And body also not God, mind also not God. So everything is not God, and finally keeps quiet also. Then the student asks, "Arey, you started telling that not God, not God, not God, entire world is negated. Then who is God?" So it is smiling. So the commentators or the acharyas have come to our rescue. The person who says this, not God, not God, he is not included in that object, na? Because you can negate only the objects. The person, the actual person who is consciousness itself, who is infinite in nature. Consciousness is infinite in nature. That very person is the real nature of the Lord. Then it finally says, Tattvamasi Shvetaketu. Tattvamasi Shvetaketu. So with this inefficiency, I am trying to describe the Lord's glory. Therefore, I am Mukaha, O Bhagavan. Please bless me. And what about the disciple? Pangum langayaje girip. If I am Mukha, the teacher, by your Krupa, who is made as a Vachalaha, what about the disciple? He is a Pangu. Pangu means lame man. Lame man doesn't have any strength. And what he did, wonderful thing he did, he has climbed the Mount Everest. So that is possible only by your grace. Giri is having another meaning also. Ghee, the root word is ghee, that means aksharas, that means wisdom. Shastra also is called ghee. So wisdom also is called girihi. In that way, not only you make me to tell about your glories, make the disciple also to learn about your glories. Let the disciple also understand about your anadhikari. Disciple is generally anadhikari. Generally, who comes to the ashrama for this type of classes are generally somewhere else some problem will be there. Okay, let us go to the Ramakrishna Mission. There will be some class, at least 1 hour, we will be free from our worldly troubles. Or he might have been already bored with all the entertainments. So he is not a serious spiritual seeker, like a seeker whose head is burning. Suppose somebody's head is burning, how much urge there will be mind for the water? That much of burning is not there in general mind. Okay, something good is, Swami is telling, so let us go there and hear. This type of approach only general public they have. Oh Lord, this type of person, you make a serious spiritual seeker wherein he can understand the disease properly and wherein he can get away from that disease also by your grace. So, getting this scriptural knowledge in our life is like a layman climbing the Mount Everest. That also possible nowadays. But this is a very, very difficult, because Atma Vidya is too subtle. Human mind, human brain is designed such a way it can go only external things. Paranchikani vedinet swayambhu tasmat param pashyatina antaratman. These eyes can see every beautiful thing in the world, every blessed thing in the world, but eyes cannot see themselves. Nose can smell every nice thing in the world, but nose cannot smell the nose itself. Tongue can taste the entire objective world, but tongue cannot taste the, what is tongue? What is tongue? We all show tongue. It is not tongue. So many people have that. What is the eye? So many people have the physical eye, but still they don't have vision, sight. It is too subtle. So still it is only towards the external world. Paranchikani vidrinat swayambhu tasmat parang pasyati na antaratman. The mind is always extroverted, so therefore it doesn't see its own real nature. Kashchit dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat avritta chakshuhu amritatvamichana. A few dhiras, the wise people only understand the Lord's glory, who is in the form of our own antaratma. So adhyatma vidya is very very difficult thing. The Upanishad says aashcharyo vakta kushalose labdha. The person who teaches about the Lord is aashcharya. Aashcharya means a wonder. You will find people who can teach business management, corporate management, and how to keep your household, household management. So many things, whatever is connected with our day-to-day life, there are so many people to teach. But finding a person who can teach about the Lord is very, very few in number. Not only that, after finding them also, the person should have the capacity to teach and the compassion to teach. If Shankaracharya decided, he has got what to have in life, he has got at the age of just 6, 8. When he met his guru asked, who are you? Govindapadacharya asked. Immediately told, I am not this, I am not that, I am not this, I am not that, I am the Sachidananda Brahman. So Guru also told, all right, your wisdom is certified, you are now jnani, whatever you want you do. So you could have sat in the samadhi. But poor man wrote, 8 years he wrote such a voluminous thing, even to read that, you need a janma. What he wrote, in 8 years, you need one janma to read and understand many janmas. So what made the Shankaracharya to write the commentary for the Upanishads? All the 10 Upanishads, he has written commentary. And Brahma Sutra, he has written commentary. Without this commentary, you cannot understand the Upanishad and the Brahma Sutra. And out of compassion, for Gita also he has written commentary. Not only that, Stotras. So 8 years he has written, everything is in the bureau. One day Vyasacharya came. Hey, what happened? No, I have to fulfill my duty. No. Simply writing and keeping in bureau, what will happen? Go and preach. So 16 years was given addition to him because of Vyasacharya's grace. He had an additional life, 16 years. So all the 16 years this man was roaming as a wandering monk, teaching everybody into the Vedic knowledge and building the temples, establishing the devatas, establishing the Shanmata. The Hindu religion which is available now is the contribution of Shankaracharya. The Vedic religion has already gone, so he has revived that. What made him to do this? Compassion. So therefore, Aashcharyo Vakta. When Swami Vivekananda was asked by his Guru Dev, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, what do you want? Naren, you got now samadhi, what do you want? He told, I want to continue in this samadhi. Once in a while, after 1 month or 2 months, if I come and take some food and go back to samadhi. Then his Gurudev told, what a selfish mind fellow you are. I thought you will be a big banyan tree who can give shelter to all the people who are suffering in the world. They can come and take shelter under your guidance, so they can get the shadow and they can fulfill their life. I thought that much you will be. To be a tree, that means what? You should be always under the sun. So you have to take all the heat of the sun and you have to give the shadow. So that needs compassion. So all these acharyas, great acharyas, were compassionate. Embodiment of compassion. Aheduka daya sindhu, they call. So that type of acharya getting is very very difficult and acharya. What about the shishya? Kushalosya labdha. Yamadharma Raja says this. Hey Nachiketas, such a shishya I got. My lifespan is very long. I finished everybody's life, but nobody is there to finish my life. So I am all the time waiting, but not a single disciple I got. So Nachiketas, finally you have come. For Bhagavan Krishna also not a single disciple. Bhagavan somehow managed to get one disciple in the form of Arjuna. You will see that, how he managed. He was waiting. Nobody was asking, because somebody should ask about that knowledge. Na prishta kashyati bruyat nacha anyayena cha prishtatah. You should not tell this about this great wisdom without asking, because there will not be any respect for that. So he is going in his own way. So you should not go to your house and tell, today I went to Ramakrishna Mission, come sit, I will give one lecture. Yes, everybody is in their own way. They are looking after their so many things, whatever they need, they are going. Allow them to go. After going one round, they will come back everywhere, getting beatings and slaps. After that, they should not get beatings. It is not our wish. But they will get beating. Yes, that is the nature of the world. Nature of the chilli means, chilli is what? It is hot. Anityam asukham lokam. What is the nature of the world? Is it is temporary and asukha. It will give asukha only. So unless they understand this, there is no need for the medicine called scriptures. So therefore, we will allow them to go and come one round. Then finally, when they ask only, you can tell. So kushalose labdha, a person who comes with an urge for this knowledge, he is also a very, very rare. Here the Acharya prays to the Lord, O Lord, I am going to write a commentary. So please give me the wisdom to write inexplicable. You cannot tell by words what is Lord. Sri Ramakrishna is to tell, Brahman is one thing which is not a, become Uchishta. Uchishta means which is touched by the mouth. Brahma Uchishta hoi nahi, he is to tell. You cannot tell anything about the Lord. But all the scriptures, if you see, all talking about the Lord only. They are trying, and finally succeed in that attempt, the attempt of giving the Lord, which is inexplicable. They succeed in having darshan or aparoksha atma jnana. While imparting the aparoksha atma jnana, they succeed in the attempt of giving the Lord. See, our Swamiji asked Sri Ramakrishna, Have you seen God? So Sri Ramakrishna told, yes, I have seen. I can show you if you want, but nobody wants. Everybody sheds a lot of tears for their wife and children and wealth, but who cries for the sake of Lord? When Ramakrishna himself attempted for this, Swamiji told, what you are doing? I am a son of Datta. You don't know my father is there. Then Sri Ramakrishna thought, just now this boy came with a question that, have you seen God? I thought that this boy is ready for receiving the Lord. But when I am going to give, he says, no, I am not ready for receiving the Lord. I am the son of Vishwanatha Datta. So family attachments are there. So then Ramakrishna told, all right, when this fellow asks, then I will give. Here, the Acharya also is there. I am not a fit person to tell the glories about you, Lord. And the disciple also may not be fit. So if they are not fit, make them fit. In that way, in that prayer, he goes to the next shloka. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Sunvandi Divyai Stavaihi Vedai Sangha Padakramo Panishadai Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam Navidusura Suragana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. This shloka actually borrowed from Bhagavatam. It is not the Madhusudana Saraswati's own shloka. He has borrowed it from Bhagavatam, 12th Skanda, 13th chapter and 1st shloka it is. So Devaya Tasmai Namaha. To that Lord I bow down and I prostrate. What type of Lord? Devaha means Divyati Swayam Prakashate Iti Devaha, Chaitanya Swarupam. It's a akhanda vastu. There is no limitation. It is consciousness itself. To that consciousness I bow down. What type of consciousness? Yam Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Maruta. All these devatas are there, na? Gods with forms worship the God without form. God with forms worship the gods without form. That is, all these devatas worship the consciousness. by what? Divyaihi Tavaihi Stunvanti. Vedic, lot of Vedic suktas are there. In that Veda, you can see, Indra comes and worships the Bhagavan. And all the devatas pray like that. That Bhagavan, generally it is told Narayana or Shiva. But generally Narayana, when we hear, immediately one form comes to our mind. And nicely sleeping on the softest bed in the world. Snake. So, nicely sleeping and of course somebody to massage his feet. Like that idea comes. But actually, Narayana means all pervasive Lord. So, all the devatas worship through Vedic suktas, worship the consciousness, infinite consciousness. And this thing happens only in Devaloka. What about in Bhuloka? Yam samagaha vedaihi sanga pada krama upanishadaihi gayanti. In Bhuloka, samagas are there. That is, brahmanas who can sing Vedic mantras with a tune. Sama Veda it is called. So these devotees or these spiritual seekers sing the glory of the Lord with the Vedic mantras, which is with the Anga Padaha. Sanga Pada means there are 6 auxiliary sciences which helps the person to understand the Vedic science. Veda is the primary science. To understand that particular primary science, you need 6 sciences. One science is a Janma is not enough. Want to become master in one science, Janma is not. Shiksha, Vyakaranam, grammar. Vyakaranam means grammar. You can lie down with a big pillow type of books. That much bigger is there. Vyakaranam, Kalpam, Niruktam, Chandasam, Jyotisham. So many auxiliary signs. Along with the auxiliary signs, they glorify the Lord with the Vedic Suktas. Then, Yam Yoginaha Jnana Vastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti. One who sees the Lord by his meditation, in his meditation, in his own mind. Jnana avasthita tad gatena manasa. With a pure mind, the Lord is seen in their inner heart as the antaratman in deep meditations through their devotional practices. And what about whether anybody has succeeded in this? The Bhagavatam says, yasi antam suraha asuraha na viduhu. Nobody can know what is his anta. Because it is infinite. When there is no limit, finitude means limitation. When there is no limit, so you cannot know him. In Purana, there is a story. There was a competition between, because story listeners also are there, so I have to put some stories now and then. There was a competition between the Brahmaji and the Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, the creator, and the Narayana. To know the greatness of the Shiva. So between them, Brahmaji thought, Brahmaji is the first created. He was given a portfolio of the creator. Prathamaha Shambhu they call it. Swayambhu. Swayambhu means one who has come, first Bhu, Prathama Bhu. So you can see from Narayana's navel, one lotus will come. From that lotus, Brahma will come. Then with 4 heads, he could not know why, for what purpose I have come. Nobody is there around me. What is my duty? Like that, he was confused mood. So he prays to the Lord. In that way, the story goes. So that Brahma wanted to establish his supremacy over Narayana. So he told, you know, I am the great person because I am the creator. He forgot that he was given the portfolio, like our politician. Portfolio was given by whom? By the citizens of the country. But after getting that portfolio, he forgets that very source of the power. Similarly, here also, Brahmaji forgot it. So he wanted to establish the supremacy. So he went and told Shiva, so Shivji, you have to be in my side. So you should tell that I have supreme, I have supremacy, I am supreme. Supreme against whom? Then he told Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Then he told, okay, we will have a competition. One who measures my glory, he will be the winner. So Narayana, poor man, innocent man, was lying in the ocean, that milk ocean, without any quarrel. He doesn't know, he is Purnamasi, he knew that who is great. Neither Narayana is great, nor Shiva is great, nor the Brahma is great with form or with limitation. And all are great without form and without limitation. This knowledge is there with Narayana, so he was not for any quarrel. But Brahmaji is a little bit confused because he is also a Jiva, na? He is a Jiva. One who does lot of Punya Karma can become the creator in the next cycle. Anybody wants, you can try also, but very difficult it is. Very difficult. There is a mantra and so many yagas, so many things are there. So there, the competition started. So Shiva told, on my shirath, there is Veda. So one who sees my shirath, that means one who sees the Veda, is the winner. That means one who gets the wisdom is the winner. For children's sake, they added so many masalas. So shirath, you should see shirath, shirath. Ishwara shirath. What is there on that shirath? Bhagavan, Veda, Veda is there. Veda also is a Bhagavan. Nama Rupa Bhagavan. Scripture is a Bhagavan. So that Bhagavan should be seen. That means knowledge you should get. So Brahmaji started going upward. And Vishnu thought, this is not a possible thing. By arrogance I cannot get the wisdom. By arrogance I cannot see the Lord's head. So let me take a path of humility. So what he did? He became a boar, a pig, started digging the ground. Then this Brahmaji was going, 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 but where is the shirath? There was no shirath at all. So many millions of years he was travelling above in the form of a bird. Hamsa, Hamsa Pakshi they call. So he was going, because to go above you need feathers. You cannot have a pig farm to go above. To go down only you need a pig farm. So he was going, going, going. Suddenly, after many years, he found one flower petal was coming from above. Then he asked that flower, from where you are coming? From where you are coming? He told, I am coming from Lord's head. Oh, from Shivji's head. Yes, yes, I am coming from Shivji's head only. But so much fragrance is there. That is his glory, because I was associated with him, therefore that glory is, I am always fresh, so I cannot be faded. So it is his glory, I am coming from him. So how much distance is there still? Oh, you cannot explain it. So can I try again, go travel? Are you not possible, don't try. Then Brahmaji already tired, because four heads there and you have to fly also. So very difficult. So he thought, alright, we will have some compromise. You tell a lie on my sake. Oh flower, he was requesting the flower. You tell a lie for my sake. Because I have to win this competition. What should I tell? I saw the head of the Bhagavan Shiva. And you are the witness, since you were from Lord's head. So this innocent flower also agreed. Poor man is asking, old man also is asking. So let me help. By the time Narayana started digging the netherlands, that underworld. So finally he reached the Bhagavan's feet. Because of his humility, he touched the Bhagavan's feet. And Shivji, who saw immediately, somebody is touching, and he saw Narayana is touching my feet. Oh, Bhagavan Narayana is Siddhikarta. He should not be humiliated. Though out of devotion, he is ready to touch my feet, but still he should not be humiliated. So he bowed down. So while bowing down, Narayana saw the head. That means by devotion, you get the knowledge, you get the Lord. So these two happened actually. And there two did not happen. So they came and Brahmaji again told, I am the winner. I have seen the Lord's head. Then Narayana, oh, is it so?
Then Shivaji also, is it so? I have not seen you. No, you are not, you are in Samadhi. So your that flower was there na in on your head. That flower is the witness. Then Shivaji told you, since you have told lie, you will not be worshipped by anybody. In Bhuloka, you don't find a Brahmaji Sarvanash. In Bengali they will say Sarvanash. Brahmaji wanted to establish his supremacy so that he will get more devotees. But what happened? So nobody worships nowadays Brahmaji. So everybody worships Narayana only. So this story is told in Purana to tell that you cannot measure the Lord because he is infinite. Yasya antam suraha asura na viduhu. Why? Why na viduhu? Why they don't know? Because there is no limitation. Anantatvat. His real nature is infinitude. Therefore, you cannot limit it by knowing. And aprameyatvat. There is no pramana also to know his limitations. You are that. That's all. You cannot know the Lord as somebody other than you. You are that. That's all. There is no need for any pramana. To see the chair, I need eyes as a pramana. To know the sound, I need ears. To know the taste, I need a tongue. One is pramana in one field. Similarly, what is the pramana in knowing the Bhagavan? Generally, they say Shastra is the pramana. Shastra, Veda itself says, I am not the pramana. I can be a indirect pramana, but I cannot be a pramana because he is aprameya vastu. There is no pramana at all because it is you yourself. It is your own infinite nature. In Swarupa also, he is infinite with regard to vibhudis, glories. Krishna, when he was claiming, I am this, I am that, in Vibhuti Yoga 10th chapter we are going to see, he will claim all the thing is I am. Then Arjuna wanted to see Bhagavan's glory. So you please tell all your glories. That time Bhagavan says, Hantate katahi shyami divyahyatma vibhutayaha radhanyatah purusresht. I don't have capacity to tell about my own glories because I myself don't know it. Why? There is no limit. Not that there is a limit, then I don't know. Since there is no limit, I myself don't know. Hantate katahi shyami divyahi atma vibhutayaha radhanyatah purusresht. Nasti anto, he himself says, na antaha nasti, antaha nasti. Antaha nasti means in vibhuti also, antaha nasti. So with this idea, the acharya prays, O Lord, I have entered in such a great endeavor. First thing is, I am incapable. That capacity I don't have. Second thing is, you are so great. You are so great. Third thing is, the person who is going to come or going to read the scripture, that also I don't know what type of person is going to get this knowledge. So you have to manage somehow. You come to my limit and may increase my limit also little bit, understanding capacity, so that I can glorify you and I can teach the humanity with the realistic knowledge about your own real nature. With this prayer, the dhyana shlokas are over. So along with the author, we also pray. That is the purpose in reading the dhyana shloka. Because Bhagavan's grace is a must for every spiritual seeker. Though Upanishad says, Uddhared Atmanatmanam, Gita says, Uddhared Atmanatmanam, you are the person who is the criterion, main person is you only. If you want, you can know the Lord. Though Bhagavan says, but still he says, without my grace, sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Same Bhagavan, opposite things he says. In one place, hey Arjuna, if you want, you can know me. And you can qualify yourself, like that he says in one place. Then another place, even if you want, you cannot know me. You have to surrender to me. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tva sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami, I will remove all your bondages. That is why in our Vedic scripture, everywhere you can see, whether it is Purana or Itihasa or in Veda, one place Veda will tell, hey human being, you are qualified for it, go and get him. Imei vesha vrunate tena labhyaha tasyesha atma vivrunate tanukum swa. Kathopanishad says, yam yesha vrunate, one who wants it, he will get. One meaning. The same shloka is commented by another acharya, Ramanuja acharya. One who wants cannot get him. One who is wanted by the Lord will get him. Because all are pronouns. Yam yesha vrunate tena labhyaha. One who wants get him, one stand. That stand gives the self effort, necessity for self effort. If you want Lord, you will get. You want Lord, you will get. You want wife, you will get. You want money, you will get. Similarly, you want God, you will get. One idea. Another idea is not that you will get everything you wanted. There must be a Bhagavan's grace. You should be wanted by the Lord. You should be loved by the Lord. Samoham sarvabhuteshu nadvesho tinapriyaha ye bhajanti tuma bhaktya maite teshu. Bhagavan says, I am equal to all. I am available for all. But what to do? Nobody wants me. One who wants me, they will get. That means there is a Bhagavan's grace also is there, and our own self-effort also is there. Both are necessary. Because to get the knowledge, you should come to ashrama. Na? Somewhere else you have to come. So 4:30 class is there. 4:15 already. What is there? Next week we can go. Same Swami will tell some stories. There you need self-effort. Somehow you have to get up from your office or the house and catch one bus and come to ashrama. That is your self-effort. But after coming to ashrama, after sitting in the class also, you may be physically sitting here, but mentally you may be roaming. What happened? I gave that check. This fellow has not given the money. Tomorrow that bank collection is going to come. So this roaming, mental roaming is there, na? That mental roaming should be stopped, can be stopped by the Bhagavan only. He has to make you calm, quiet, and make you available during the teaching. Because getting knowledge is not a joke. Getting everything is a possible. But getting knowledge involves your own participation, at the same time Bhagavan's kripa. For this reason only, the Acharya prays for the Lord's grace. And before going to actual Bhagavad Gita, we will study the introduction written by Shankaracharya in the next class, I think. In the next class onwards, we will study the essence of introduction by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya's commentary is a beautiful commentary and earliest available commentary. And he has brought the entire Vedic teaching in this commentary. And he has proved this Gita Shastram is the Sara of the entire Vedic teaching. So whether we can study the Veda or not, because to study the Veda, you have to study 6 auxiliary sciences. For that so many janmas will take place. So out of compassion, he has brought all this essence. Like a person who doesn't have teeth, how can he have sugar cane? There must be some machine which can squeeze the sugar cane and give us in a liquid form, sugar cane juice. So Shankaracharya has given in that way. We will study that. He says, Imam Gita Shastram Samastha Vedartha Sara Sangraha Bhutam. Veda Arthasya Sara, then that Sara also big. Essence they give in a big pot. How will he cannot drink? One glass only for me. My capacity is what? Somehow, some problem I have in the house, in the mind. I don't have any problem of becoming a world leader, powerful economist, or having crores of money, and like Krishna, having 16,000 families. I don't have any of that type of problem. I have one family, children, 2 or 3 children. Krishna's family is so big, 16,003. How a big kudumi he might have been. So that type of problem I don't have. I have only one family. Small little problems are there. So for me, one glass of sugar cane is enough. So here he says, ಸಮಸ್ತ ವೇದ ಅರ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಸಾರಹ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬಿಗ್. ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಸಂಗ್ರಹಭೂತಂ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಎ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ 700 ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್, ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ 700 ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ಬೈ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಫಲ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವೇದ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ. ದೋಸ್ ಡೀಟೈಲ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ಓಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ.